Youth event trip that we just took last week. They're going to share a couple of their testimonies, and we hope that you enjoy hearing how it went. So to be honest, I went on this trip assuming that my role would be minuscule in comparison to the role that the teenagers would play on this trip. After all, it was the Episcopal Youth event, right? So it shouldn't have been about me, and it wasn't for me. I figured that my chaperone, Alex, and I would shepherd and supervise when needed, eat some good food, connect with a couple of the chaperones, and maybe have some time to get some much-needed rest. But of course, I can picture God now shaking his head with a grin on his face as he says, "Oh, Morgan." In a matter of 5 days, our crew managed to walk 86,000 steps, which is slightly over 40 miles in total. We connected with youth and adults from all over the world, and we had the true, complete college experience with plastic dorm mattresses, the community showers, and navigating a massive campus. We attended workshops, gathered with others from our diocese and our province, and heard from a handful of incredible, motivating speakers, including our presiding bishop. The week felt like eternity, but it also felt like the blink of an eye. The theme for EYE 23 was Regresso a Casa, a new age of faith. Throughout the week, the book of Esther was often referenced by the morning and evening speakers, most especially the verse from chapter 4, "You were made for such a time as this." What a beautiful and uplifting message to give our young people, right? They were made in the image of God to live out their faith, to be the hands and feet of Jesus for such a time as this. Little did I realize that I too was made for such a time as this. The truth is, the experience not only filled my cup, but has it overflowing. It's reignited my flame, my passion, and my purpose, not only as a Christian, but also as the youth minister here at Holy Innocents. On the first night of worship, we heard from the Reverend Ryan Hawthorne from the Diocese of Texas, and she used the story of Esther in comparison to John the Baptist. So much like Mordecai helped make a path for Esther to carry out the call that God put on her heart to save the Jewish people, John the Baptist also made a path for Jesus. In the book of John, chapter 1, John is confronted by priests and officials asking him to explain who he is. And after denying the claims that he was the Messiah, he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." Reverend Hawthorne then quickly grabbed the attention of the adults in the room and said, "John came through saying, 'Make way. There's someone coming behind me, and you're going to want to know him.' So then, to paraphrase, she said to us, 'You, the leaders in this room, are John the Baptist. You are the ones who will go ahead of these youth into the world, into your communities and your churches, and say, "Make way. There are others coming behind me, and you're going to want to know them. And I tell you now, these youth are coming up this path quickly.'" I wish I could bottle up the energy that came from 1,000 Episcopal youth worshiping, laughing, weeping, dancing, learning, and growing in a matter of 4 days so that you could feel the overwhelming amount of pride and love I have for these young people. The ones that you sent off just the other week are not the ones that came, that are going to come before you now. And I have to tell you, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. We did have some moments, and I reminded them often that they were there for a reason. There were so many youth and other adults that could have gone on this trip, but God had a reason for why the 7 of us were called. And he did amazing things through our hearts and through our relationships with one another. One of the best experiences we had was when we had a challenge within our own group. And without Alex and I prompting them, they came together and said, hey, let's figure this out together. Let's find a solution, and let's grow closer together as a group because of it. And they did. And it was one of the proudest moments I have, because we didn't have to tell them. They just did it. So I tell you, they are more mature, they're stronger in their faith, they're closer to one another, and they are fired up for this. I say it often, and I'll say it again, we can't underestimate these teenagers. So youth, we as your adults were commissioned on the final day of EYE, and as Reverend Nancy said, I am here to be your role model, to be that mentor, that teacher, that person that you can run to when you're scared. Today's reading from the book of Romans contrasts life in the flesh and in the spirit. And I'm here to remind the youth and all of you that we are equipped to live in the spirit. You most especially learned that at EYE. You all are the new age of faith, and you continue to experience the spirit communally in the body of Christ. Verse 11 states, but you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit, since the spirit of God dwells in you. He dwells within you, which gives you the power to lead us all. And he will remain in you because of this experience. Growing up, I didn't get a chance to go to EYE as a teenager, but I've been to many events that have the same feeling when you leave. You're fired up, you're excited, you feel close to God, you've made new friends, and I promise you, these are the life-changing experiences that are going to last forever. I'm so excited to see what you guys do with it, not only here at Holy Innocence, but also in your lives in the future, because I know these events have put me where I am now, standing in front of you all. So I know you guys are going to do incredible things because of this. And church, I'm here to say to you, make way. There are others coming behind me, and you're going to want to know them. Thank you. Now, pretend I'm a Marissa Polk now. So Marissa's not feeling well. She had her wisdom teeth removed this week, so she is under the weather. So I'm going to read her testimony on her behalf. I'm so glad I was able to participate in this amazing experience. This convention was an incredible way for us to connect with Episcopal youth from around the world, and I met so many wonderful people. Seeing the impact that God's word had on all of the youth and chaperones there was truly inspiring, and it showed me that I will always have people who will support me in my faith, whether I'm at Holy Innocence or starting my college journey at UCF. The different workshops cater to everyone, and I really enjoyed one where we were taught how to prepare to help people and those in need when recovering from a natural disaster, which was especially helpful because of our upcoming mission trip to Southwest Florida. The worship services were beautiful, and the silent prayer time was definitely one of my favorite parts of the whole event. This trip allowed me to become a better leader, a better listener, and a better follower of Christ. Thank you so much for your support, because we wouldn't have been able to make this journey without your help. Thank you again.
Good morning. I'm Taylor, and I went to EYE. It was a really amazing experience that I don't think is like any other. I met a ton of people there, and I made really big connections with them that I don't think people would be able to make in their everyday life with just strangers they just met. This trip definitely changed my outlook in the Episcopal Church, and it made me more excited to come to church and more often. Like, I want to go more often, and I want to bring my friends, and I want to bring my family that doesn't go as often. And it really showed me how amazing the Episcopal Church is and how it welcomes everybody. And it also showed me how God's Spirit can move you in certain ways to go up and talk to people about your faith and relate to them. And that was really easy to do at EYE. I remember one particular moment. I was at dinner, and I was eating with some kids from Miami and Rhode Island. And I had known the kids from Miami from Happening, but the ones from Rhode Island I hadn't met before. And we sat down and we all said grace together. And that was really moving, since we had just met each other and were already comfortable to just sit down and do that with each other. And it kind of seems like a silly thing to be self-conscious about with praying with other people that you just met. But I don't know, it was just different, and it was really nice. There were definitely times where I wanted to go home, like I missed my bed. And on the first day, I was so tired. I accidentally fell asleep a little bit during worship, and Marissa had to tap me and wake me up. And I'm like, well, that was you too. And but after that, I felt awake and just alive for the rest of the trip. And even though I was running off of like 3 hours of sleep every day, I was ready to learn and meet new people. And if you ever get the chance to go to this event in any way possible, take the opportunity and go, because it is the most amazing thing that I think I will ever experience. Thank you.
Good morning.
So my name is Gabby Hagman, and I was one of the youth selected to go on this trip. And I didn't do this at the 8 a.m. service, so I'm going to do it now. We actually have a poster to unveil from this event. Are you ready? Wow. I didn't think this far. I don't know what to do with this now. We're just going to...
Oh, thank you.
So, EYE stands for Episcopal Youth Event, and this happens every 3 years. So some of this was our only opportunity for me and some of the other people to go. And it was a nice way to connect with some of like the graduates who are leaving off to college soon. But having this opportunity in general was just so, so powerful. I was honored to be chosen for this trip. I was honored to attend the trip. As my beautiful friend Taylor so kindly said, I may have been a little sleepy in worship that one day. Just a little bit. That was actually the day that the presiding bishop, Michael Curry, was speaking. And let me tell you, that man woke me up real fast. He is just such a powerful and amazing speaker who is like an incredible way with words. And there was actually a slight chance that he wasn't going to be able to make it. So I was really glad that he was there, because his sermon was just so powerful. And getting to experience some of the workshops that they offered. So how it worked is, in the morning we'd have worship, then we'd go eat lunch, and then there's this afternoon workshop block. And there was just so many different selections really catered towards like youth and teens. One of them I attended was like how to be an Episcopalian online. So it's like, how do you view stuff online with like how like an Episcopalian would view them? How do you approach situations online as God would want you to? And so I think those just like really helped me shape my view on the world coming back from that trip. So this experience was just so awesome. And I just want to take a moment to thank everyone who helped us, support us on this trip in any way. If you donated money last minute, because we needed that, if you prayed for us, if you financially supported us, just thank you, because you changed all of our lives so for the better. So we appreciate you all so much. And thank you to our chaperones, because we would not have been able to navigate DC without Mr. Alex or Miss Morgan, who does everything ever for us. She's just so incredible. So thank you.
So one of our youth that attended, that he's been under the weather this week. So I'm going to share Chris Beebe's reflection on his experience at EYE. On his behalf. EYE was an amazing experience, and I am thankful for everyone that could support me to go and allow me to grow spiritually. Being able to deepen my faith, connect with people from all over the world, and learn more leadership and faith was one of the most important experiences I have had. Workshops were classes taught by people experienced in the topic, and they allowed me to learn new ideas to use in the church and youth group and in my life. One workshop that I enjoyed was about mistakes in youth council and how to avoid them as it pertained to my role as a member of the youth council. Worship also allowed me to strengthen my relationship with God with music and service, and listening to Bishop Curry give an amazing sermon. I hope the next time EYE happens, the next people to go can have as much fun and connect as well as I did with people. So, I'm Alex Pershall, and had the awesome opportunity to be a chaperone for this stellar group of youth. The Holy Spirit is strong and moved through us during our week together, as we joined with the more than 1,000 other youth from across the world. My cup overflows with the Spirit as we experience life-transforming encounters with the Lord. And similar to Morgan, I unexpectedly had the Spirit work on me. I was definitely placed there for a purpose. Some have said that the church is dying, but I assure you, the future is bright. The energy and the passion our youth have for Jesus is infectious. To witness and feel the power of shaking of the Holy Spirit move through these youth, it's absolutely overwhelming. We need more of that, and the youth have it. We heard from many church leaders throughout the week, to include Bishop Curry, that the same message that we hear every week from Father Brian, the message being the true awesome power of putting our trust in Jesus and to spread the good news. It's so awesome to see our youth embodying this power. So as you heard already, the story of Esther from the Old Testament was one of our running scripture passages throughout the week. If you haven't read it, it is a short, fairly short and worthwhile read. I also hear there's a study on Thursdays covering Esther and Ruth, so tune into that if you're interested. Of particular importance to us adults is the story of Mordecai, Esther's uncle. He saw within Esther her power to save their people, even when Esther did not see this in herself. The Bible is full of examples of those preparing the way for those who follow. Adults, this is one of our key tasks. Prepare the young people to lead with faith into the future. It is not going to be us who lead, but it will be them. So the Episcopal Church is a fairly small place, if you hadn't known already. I was able to reconnect with friends I had not seen in many years. I also made many new friends. One in particular is Joel. I was standing there after a very long day at the shower, and I got to start talking to Joel. He's a priest in Western Massachusetts. When I said I was from Tampa, he became alive. He told me about all the good works that Holy Innocents and other churches from Southwest Florida had done in building his home church in the Dominican Republic. He remembers the many of you by name and even found an old photo of one of the groups. He was so proud to have his Holy Innocents shirt, you know, the brown one with the blue cross, with him at EYE. You see, Holy Innocents had prepared the way for Joel into a deeper relationship with God. We had made a major impact in his life, and now he has heeded God's call to lead his people. I continue to see our youth here at Holy Innocents leading our congregation, especially in the way of mission. Adults, I challenge you, join in equipping our youth so that they may lead us into the future. Just as Jesus said in today's gospel, we must make this place, Holy Innocents, a fertile ground so the faith within our youth can spring forth and bear fruit yielding hundredfold. I thank you all for the prayers and support for this team, which represented our little piece of God's paradise within the national church. So God is good. All the time. Amen.